Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for November 8th. Hebrews chapter 9, beginning in verse 1. Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary, for a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary, and behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant, and above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the services. But into the second part the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sin committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience, concerned only with foods and drinks and various washings and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of reformation. Psalm 106, beginning in verse 32. They, meaning Israel, angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples concerning whom the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, so that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the Gentiles. And those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel, and they were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and for their sake he remembered his covenant, and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. He also made them to be pitied by all those who carried them away captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. And Proverbs 27:10, do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. And that's the reading for November 8th. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful. Your word gives us constant awareness of your presence, your love and your mercy and your grace. And even in those times, Lord, when we have failed you and fallen short of those things which you have laid upon our heart, Lord, you forgive when we turn to you. But the important thing is that we confess our sins. And Lord, you have told us over in 1 John 1:9 that when we confess our sins, you're faithful, you are just, and you will forgive us our sins, and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful and loving to us. Might we always be faithful and loving toward you. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.